season, each inning shaping the road toward the postseason. Today, two teams take the field looking to gain ground, build momentum, and keep their goals in reach. Today's broadcast is brought to you by your Cantaland Radio Sports Boosters, supporting local athletes and the games you love. Today's first pitch is just around the corner. First, we go to the diamond for today's pregame here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome. 9 KMZ, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Crit and Profit, Scott Bond and Bobby back in studio, bringing you coverage down here from Baldwin City down here at Baker University. We got Class 3A softball action coming at you with the Jefferson West Tigers taking on the Frontenac Raiders. Also, again, happy Memorial Day, everybody, whether you're out enjoying a nice day of fishing. We got a great matchup here reeled in for you with the Jefferson West Tigers and the Frontenac Raiders. Here, Jeff West coming in today as the 5 seed, 21-6 this season. The regional goes as this, Sabatha 12-2, Oskaloosa 2-1, and a close victory over Emaw Central 3-2 to squeeze out that regional championship. For the Frontenac Raiders, a season that has been defined as 21-4, the 4 seed, coming off back-to-back state titles. However, last year's team had 8 seniors all having graduated with no seniors returning this year, and Jeff West having a nice stacked unit of 5 seniors on this year's roster. Before we dive into more pregame notes, you were Scott Bond again at Baker University for the 3A classification action. What are some expectations here for this matchup between these both teams?
Well, Frontenac has a history of state championships. They're a solid program up and down, but they do have a new coach this year, and like you mentioned, no seniors on the team. So it may be a little bit of a surprise. They're known for the past for small ball. They like to bunt, and they usually have speedy players, and they like to take that to advantage. Jeff West has a history of making it to the state tournament too. Last year, they made it. They took an exit in the first round. So knowing Coach Barger, they've got expectations of more than that this year, and they're going to come out looking for that. I've noticed some of the girls have written "No Regrets" across their chest in Sharpie. They're pumped up just listening to them singing in the dugout right now. This is going to be a great matchup, I think. Should be a lot of excitement.
You mentioned Jefferson West making a state appearance last year, losing 9-0 in the first quarterfinal round against Burlington. It was the first time having a state appearance for Jefferson West since 2015, in which Jefferson West took the Class 4A Division II state title, who, at the time, Coach Maddie Barger was actually on that team to win that state championship. Now she has been here back-to-back years coaching the team, making state appearances. How great is that to have an alumni like Barger coming back and being able to take reins of this program and getting it back to new heights?
You know, she took over. Coach Clay Meyer was the coach then, and he's on her staff now, and she's super excited about getting to coach and take the team she played for to state for a second time. Knowing Maddie, she feels like she's got to prove that she can do it, but I tell you, the fact that she's got them this far, and if you watch any of their games or practices or know any of their girls, you know these girls would literally go run through the brick wall for her. So she's doing great with this program. I was watching them in pregame warm-ups, and Maddie's actually out there still coaching and teaching. This could be the last 1 to 3 games of their year, and she's still out there teaching the game like it was the first day of practice. So that's infectious, and that's cool to see Maddie do out there.
So it's the first time all-time meeting between these two teams. Real quick, some notes here from the Frontenac Raiders head coach, Jesse Murphy. This is his first season with the program, again, taking over after the 8 graduated seniors from last year. Last year's team was head coached by Casey Rooms, who went and took the job at St. Mary's Pickolgan. She was the one who had won all 5 previous state titles with this Frontenac team, taking state championships in 2016 in the Class 4A level, and then in the Class 3 level 2019, 2020, and in the back-to-back years of 2024, 2025. This is a very state-level competing team with a lot of culture behind it in Frontenac. What's Jeff West's attack going to be here today?
I'm not really sure, to tell you the truth. I'm thinking they're going to rely on their bats. They have a lot of power in their lineup. And then their pitcher, like you said, she tied a 15-year-old record.
11-year-old record.
11-year-old record, 2015, that is correct. And I actually had a daughter that played against that team, that the pitcher's record she tied is Olivia Breeze. Olivia Breeze went on to play volleyball and softball here at Baker and had a stellar career. So I'm looking for Maddie to lean heavily on the power in their lineup. But they have speed and they have the ability to lay the bunt down and move runners that way too. So I am curious to see which way Maddie attacks this game. It's a beautiful day down here at Baker University. 83 degrees, sunny, and 9 mph wind out of the southeast. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting GiantCOMM.net and become simply connected. We'll be back right after this, and we'll come back here with starting lineups for both teams. Again, Class 3A regional state coverage quarterfinal action. Jefferson West Tigers, Frontenac Raiders, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big. This summer, it's great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for just one more.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to your 103.9 KNZA for the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, a pretty hot day down here at Baker University, 83 degrees and sunny for a Class 3A state action here in the quarterfinal. Jefferson West Tigers taking on the Frontenac Raiders. Let's get you starting lineups now for both teams, starting off here with the lower seed with the Frontenac Raiders. Right here at their leadoff spot, and Paige Unruh, the shortstop freshman, batting second. Grayson McCorn, the second baseman, sophomore. Batting third, Hadley Goodwin, the sophomore third baseman. Ace Ogle will get the start up in the circle. The freshman will bat fourth. Batting fifth will be Hayden Goodwin, the sophomore at first base. Rain Warren will bat sixth, the junior out in left field. Batting seventh, Blakely Nix, the right fielder junior. Batting eighth will be a freshman, Mia Bloom, will be out in center field. And we'll find out the bottom spot in the order, Addie Van Biesler, out behind the plate as a freshman. The Frontenac Raiders are again head coached by Jesse Murphy. Now here for the Jefferson West Tigers, number 5 seed, coming into this tournament, head coached by Maddie Barger. Leading off will be Emmy Dean, the sophomore second baseman. The senior will follow it up, the Jocelyn Sutton out in center field. Batting third, Taryn Taylor, the senior behind the plate. Batting fourth, Harriet Dean, the junior shortstop. Batting fifth, freshman Bristol Harper out in left field. Senior Megan Malone will be batting sixth. She will be at third base. Batting seventh, Addison Schwinn, the senior, getting the start in the circle. 116 Ks on the season with an incredible batting average. Also 333. We'll see her be dominant both ways today. Batting eighth, Reese Stowe, the sophomore designated player. And to finish out the ninth hole in the order, that'll be Ashley Moser out in right field, the senior. In the flex for the Jefferson West Tigers will be Lennox Dozley. So again, one more time through for Jeff West. It's Emmy Dean, Joshson Sutton, Taryn Taylor, Harriet Dean, Bristol Harper, Megan Malone, Ashton Schwinn, Reese Stowe, Ashley Moser, and Lennox Dooley. And, you know, one quick thing to throw in here. I had a small conversation with Barger before today about what is a big key for this matchup. And she said the key to winning this first round for us is to be aware of the situation where some teams slack off and just play with confidence. When 1-9 is locked in, we are unstoppable. We'll take one more step aside here for a couple of minutes, and we'll be ready to go with first pitch action down here at Baker University for Class 3A quarterfinal state coverage. It's the Frontenac Raiders taking on the Jefferson West Tigers, all here on 103.9 KNZA.
Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden. For all your meat processing needs, stop by Bowser Meat Processing at 513 Palmberg. They have a great selection of fresh deli meats and cheeses, plus delicious beef jerky. That's Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building, serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Denison State Bank turns 125 years old in 2026. DSB has been in existence since 1901 and has operated under the same name since its founding with no interruption. The bank remains locally owned and locally focused on serving local people and businesses. With all those decades of experience, Denison is here to make your financial life better. That's Denison State Bank in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, Topeka, and online at dsbks.com, member FDIC.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community close to home.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here on 103.9 KNZ for the MSC Sports Radio Network. Both team starting lineups are coming out onto the field, so we've got a couple more minutes of pregame before we get to first pitch action. So bring you back in here, Scott Baum. We kind of talked a little bit of notes here before this game, a couple of keys for both of these sides. Jeff West, again, a nice senior lineup for this year, five seniors. What's that experience going to bring into this matchup?
Our experience in a state tournament like that is huge. The fact that those seniors got to play last year, get some of them butterflies out of their belly, it's going to prove big in this game, I think, where Frontenac is so young. Even though they won state last year, it's totally different people, different coaches, everything. So I'm thinking that's going to help Jeff West a lot.
And one note that I mentioned before our last break that I was given by head coach Barger is when she mentioned to me that the key to winning this first round is be aware of situations and be aware of teams some slack off. Just play with confidence. And when 1-9 is locked in, we are unstoppable. So looking at this batting order for Jefferson West, a lot of big power hitters, Harriet Dean being one of them, a junior. She ties the program record with 5 home runs on the season. She also got 95 plate appearances. The batting average leads the team at .425. How important is it for the top of the order and kind of the rest of this order to get out and be hot today?
No, it's huge, especially Harriet. This team kind of revolves around her, so it's huge that Harriet steps out here and has a big game, and if she could start it off that way, that'd be awesome.
And looking in at the defensive side of things with Addison Schwinn in the circle, again, we talked about it with the school program tied record of 15 Ks in a single game, also 116 Ks on the season, as well as she's at 1,470 pitches on the year. So just impressive kind of distance she has went, nearly 100 innings on the year. What's it like to have a senior who has that experience on this team, who last year didn't really have that kind of time, but this year is?
Right. Last year she didn't get a whole lot of playing time, but watching her this year, watching her from the beginning of the season till now, she has just stepped into this role and is the type of leader you want as a senior, especially inside that circle. It's huge to have that experience and that age in there and you know, instead of a young player. She's had a great season all the way around. It's going to be impressive to watch today. I really think so.
Maddie Barger noted me talking about Ashton Swin. We called her last year's unsung hero because of her willingness to do whatever was needed for the team, and I believe she is being rewarded for that this year with her outstanding performances. Again, she was flexed last year, is now one of the top team's batting averages on the team, with leading the team at 116 Ks on the year. Now we'll take a step aside for 2 minutes here for the national anthem. We'll come back, and it'll be first pitch, Class 3A quarterfinal state action, Jefferson West Tigers taking on the Frontenac Raiders.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless, but the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Most internet is just internet, but ours is giant. Giant Pandas are known for their big appetite. Your internet has one too. Streaming, gaming, working, scrolling, get speeds up to 2 gig built for everything your household does online. And right now when you sign up, you'll get 2 months free. Want mobile too? Add nationwide mobile service and get 2 months free of that as well. Don't settle for average. Go big or go giant. Sign up today at giantcom.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First pitch just around the corner down here at Baker University for Class 3A quarterfinal softball action here at the state level. It's the Jefferson West Tigers, number 5 seed, taking on number 4 seed, the Frontenac Raiders. It'll be coming up to bat first, the Jefferson Tigers, and then it will be Frontenac will bat in the bottom of the inning. So coming up here in the order for Jefferson West, it's Emmy Dean, Jocelyn Sutton, Taryn Taylor, and Harriet Dean, the cleanup spot, looking at the defensive lineup again for Frontenac Raiders. We have Ogle, who's up in the circle. The Beisler behind the plate. Hayden Goodwin at first. McLaren out at second. Unruh out at shortstop. Hadley Goodwin at third. Warren out in left. Bloom out in center. And Nix out and right. And this game is nearly on the way. Again, some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with the connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting GiantCOMM.net and become simply connected. Stepping up here into the batter's box, Emmy Dean, second baseman, sophomore, looking to start this team off with some steam.
Hey, Crendon, if I could real quick step in here, and I just want to thank, on this Memorial Day, thank the service members, all my brothers and sisters that have served in the country, our first-line first responders across the nation, but especially those that lost their lives in the pursuit of the freedom that we get to sit here and enjoy today, and to the family members that have lost loved ones in those pursuits.
And the first pitch is going to be a hit here for Jefferson West. Amen to that. God bless all our responders and service members. And here, Emmy Dean leads this game off here with a single off the first pitch.
Those Dean sisters are pretty tough. That's huge right there for her to start the game off first pitch like that.
Now Jocelyn Sutton, center fielder senior, up to bat, trying to follow up the sophomore's impressive first pitch at bat. Here's the next pitch. Second of the game, showing a slap
And this was gone straight back here for strike one. Sudden this season, switched to a lefty this year for 89th plate appearance, a batting average of 364. Here's the windup by Ogle, pitch delivery, and not taking a swing here.
I tell you, Cornelius, a lefty slapper in this situation with a runner on one, they are so dangerous because you don't know if they're going to slap with power or lay a bunt down. She showed both right here to start with, so Fromack's not sure what to do with her right here.
1-1 count, Sutton in the back of the box, even in the stand. Here's the pitch. Throwing a slap, missing on it. That is strike two.
So she's thrown a power slap, a bunt, and now a soft slap. So if I'm the other team's coach, I'm really confused on what I'm going to see here. And with speed on first base, this could be dangerous.
1-2 two strikes here on Sutton. Here's the next pitch. This one, foul, straight back.
Right now she's with two fouls on her. She's just trying to get the ball in play, trying to get Dean moved over to second base so she can get her into scoring position.
1-2 two strikes still remain here on the center fielder senior, batting second the order, Sutton. Ogle sets, line, deals, and missing on the slap.
Just a swing and a miss there. She tried to soft slap a ball that looked like a screwball to the outside. That's a perfect pitch to throw to a slapper. It looks like it's going to catch a corner of plate and just curves out of reach at just the last second.
Taryn Taylor, fifth. Five seniors here on this roster. The second here up the bat, Taryn Taylor. Third in the order. First pitch, delivered. Low, no swing, and it's into the corner for strike one.
Tailed up that check swing there. I think the umpire thinks she went for it. Questionable, but.
All one count. Here's the next delivery. This one, line, left, but out of play. Now down the count, having to protect, 0-2.
Taylor trying to show that power there, and that's exactly what you'd like to see, is to pull the ball down the left field line with a runner on first.
Taylor leads the team.
Go right here.
Taylor leads the team with 103 plate appearances on this season. That's being her 103rd, a batting average of 370. Wide stance, front of the box, batting from the left side, a righty-be-righty matchup. Here's the pitch on the 0-2, and this one is lined right to the first baseman. Double play is in effect, but not in time with it. They only get the out at second.
With that leadoff runner getting on, this isn't the result you want. Now we're down two with still a runner on one with your best power hitter coming up, so hope for getting that run across isn't over yet.
Sadie Goodwin, she stepped up to make that grounder and the throw to force out on second, so her plate was left open. Here's first pitch to Dean. She lifts this one out to center field, and that'll be a pop out to end the top of the first. It's still 0-0. It's the Frontenac Raiders up to bat here in this Class 3A quarterfinal state matchup. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There you go.
Welcome back here. Bottom of the first on 103.9 KNZA. Jeff West, they got one on of a one-pitch single from Emmy Dean to lead off the game, but she was forced out on second, and Taylor was left stranded on first. Now Frontenac is up to bat with Paige Unruh. First pitch, changeup delivered, blown away for ball one.
Kind of ironic fact here. There is an Unruh that is a freshman on both teams, and they both wore number 20.
Not sure if there's a relation there, but definitely correlation. Next pitch, delivered. This one strikes right down to Dean. She's on her knees, throws it out at first.
Now that was a play.
And Emmy Dean, a.k.a., I was told before this game, her nickname is Aura Dean for her ability to make web jams
in that four hole, and right there, a display on the first contact of the game.
I tell you, and that was a great play by the young freshman Dooley at first. Also, she had to make a heck of a stretch and somehow keep a cleat on the bag to get that out. That was a pretty spectacular all-around play there.
Now Gracie McLaurin up to bat. On deck, Hadley Goodwin, and in the hole is Ace Ogle. Next pitch, delivered, knee high, and in for strike one. One ball, one strike on McLaurin. Schwinn in the circle, 116 Ks on the season. Taylor behind the plate. Schwinn delivers the next one. Changeup, catching the swing and the miss.
Changeup down and away. She bit on it all the way.
1-2 count now. Dooley at first, as mentioned. Dean at second. Harriet at short. Malone at third. Here's the next pitch. Changeup right into the turf for ball two. Out in left field is Harper. Center field is Sutton. Now in right field is Moser to find out the Jeff West defensive order. Schwinn takes a look at the call. Next pitch here, low under the knees for ball three, I think.
And I tell you, it's always good to have a great connection in your middle infield, and it's pretty cool that it's a Dean at short and a Dean at second. I'm sure those two communicate well without even speaking.
And here's a full count pitch right into the turf. So there's a couple of changeups that was in that at bat that was thrown straight into the turf from Schwinn.
She got her on the one, and I think she thought she could get her again, and she just wasn't controlling that changeup like she did that first pitch.
A little confusion there. They're kind of off on the board on the strikes and ball counts here. Next pitch on the way, fastball in, but just outside of the zone for ball one. They're trying to get back into that zone, the Schwinn. Righty-righty matchup, Haley Goodwin. Next pitch delivered inside again, but this time tips the cap inside the zone for strike one.
Must be catching right on the black there. That was inside, but that's a good spot to throw her right there. She's crowding the plate a bit. Jamming her is probably a good approach.
1-1 count. Next pitch delivered outside to the left for ball two.
Taylor behind the plate is a seasoned veteran back there, and she is a great catcher, probably one of the better catchers in the league.
Senior pitcher and a senior catcher, been a good combo. Next pitch, rises and gets way out of the zone. It's a wild pitch. McLaurin takes off for second. Well, first runner in scoring position today, and then it is the opportunity for the Raiders with one out.
You know, Frontenac so far in a short time frame here, it looks really good for as young as they are. The defense looked really good. So far, they're swinging the bat good, too.
Next pitch fouled away. Full count, 3-2 on Hadley Goodwin, sophomore. Batting third in the order, even the stance, middle of the box. Here's the next pitch. It is low and under. That is going to be a walk. And now back-to-back walks here from Schwinn on McLaurin and Goodwin.
You hate to put two on in a row with walks. That can get kind of dangerous.
Ace Ogle, freshman, and the cleanup in the order, has a chance to give herself some run support. The pitcher v pitcher matchup, both righties. Ogle in the back of the box. First pitch delivered. It is in for strike one. 0-1 count now on Ogle with Hayes and Goodwin up the bat. Next pitch. This one swung on down center. Lace put a nice catch out in center field by Sutton.
That was a great play. That line drive is hard to read. She hesitated just a second so she could get a good read on it. Crashed, and she almost doubled off at second base.
And that Sun is playing right down in front of her, too. So, again, great adjustment. That's the second out. Bottom of the first. Still runners on first and second. Next pitch. Foul straight back by Goodwin.
I like the aggressiveness in this Frontenac crew. You know, they're first pitch swinging, which is really smart in the game of softball because pitchers try to start off with a strike. So, that's a good approach.
0-1 pitch. Just outside the zone for ball one.
They've probably studied some game film. They probably know she has a tendency to throw strike on first pitch and then go away out of the zone to get you to chase. And they're doing a good job being disciplined sitting on that.
1-1, foul straight back. 1-2. Here's a chance for potentially the first K of the game for Schwinn and her maybe 117th of the season. It'd be a big moment. With runners on first and second. Here's the pitch. Changeup delivered just under the bridge.
That was a close call. Taylor turns around and asks the umpire. He says a little low.
Schwinn getting the call from her coach. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on hard. Out in the center left field. It drops. It's going back towards the fences. One comes home. Another around third, but heads back and slides in. So only one run will come through on the two out RBI double.
That was a great piece of hitting right there. She hit the ball in left center gap. Nobody could get to deep enough. Probably should have scored that second run, but the coach held her up. Doesn't appear to be the fastest runner, but I think she could have made it as far as she was when she stopped.
Well, the first day of the game for the Frontenac Raiders is an RBI double with two outs. Next pitch to Warren here, foul back.
Foul ball right off Taylor's head. She seems to be okay, though. It's a tough kid back there.
Try to limit the damage here to one. Runners on second and third. With two outs. Next pitch, delivered. Fastball, chopped straight back. Now down 0-2 is the junior left fielder, Rain Warren. An opportunity for Schwinn to get out of the inning, which is one run given up. Here's the next pitch, delivered. High and fouled all the way up. And two players run into each other. Both the catcher and the first baseman for Jeff West. That collision was right in front of us. You might have just heard the pop. Thankfully, both players were able to get up and be just fine.
Yeah, both players popped up. I could hear it being called by one of them. It might have been both of them, I heard. But the other one wasn't paying attention to that. They ran into each other. Ball was actually in Taylor's glove for a moment, and then the collision happened.
0-2 count still remains, and this one is fouled straight back. No balls, two strikes on Warren.
Warren is a very aggressive hitter. She is swinging at almost every single pitch. See if Addison can find a way to use that to her advantage.
The next pitch is right into the turf for ball one.
First, she throws a drop ball there that got away from her just a little bit. Dropped a little bit in front of the plate. It's easy for Warren to read. I think she was hoping she could get her to chase.
Next pitch, slow, and out for ball two. So Warren, she's doing a nice job staying patient here.
Yeah, after coming out as aggressive she was, looks like Addison's trying to pick her way around the plate now, see if she can still get her to swing at a bad
two
one.
Right. Ball straight back.
Everything close, she's getting a piece of tipping it off.
Still an even Stephen count here at two balls and two strikes on Rain Warren. Bottom four of the order here for Frontenac Raiders. They've got one run to come through off the two-out RBI double from Hayden Goodwin. Here's the pitch. Low under the knees for ball three. And on now three full counts, two have been walked by Schwinn. See if this time she can pick out the strikeout.
How many pitches has she thrown this at bat?
Well, she's at least pitched eight. Next one swung him straight back.
I think that's 10. So a 10-pitch count. That's doing good. This is a quality of bat. We'll see if Addison can find a way to get the out of here.
This will be huge for Jefferson. Let's get out of this. Jimmy Jam. Here's the next 3-2 pitch. It's right into the six hole. Playable to first, and it's in time. Nice play from Harriet Dean to Dooley to get us out of the first. Frontenac, though, come up with the one run off the RBI double from Hayden Goodwin. It's 1-0 Frontenac over Jeff West. We're back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
top of the second, here we come. One on 103.9 KMZ, Class 3A quarterfinal state action. First pitch here in this inning on the way. Low and out for ball one. Jefferson West up the bat. Bristol Harper, Megan Malone, and Ashton Schwinn. 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order. Harper, a freshman. Left fielder. Next pitch. This one pops straight up. It's going to go foul. 1-1 count.
New life there for Jeff West. That could have been an easy out. Just did carry out of play.
One ball, one strike, still on Bristol Harper. 1-1 pitch on the way. Fastball into the inner corner for strike two.
I think both sides have figured out the umpire does like that inside corner, and they're both picking on it a little bit.
Even stance, middle in the box. 1-2. Here's the delivery. Ariser outside and away for ball two.
I'm sure for a freshman out there, first state softball game, I'm sure the butterflies are probably fluttering really big right now.
2-2 count. Even in the count. Next pitch. Slice straight back, fouled away. I'll stick it to the 2-2. Harper this season, 96 plate appearances, a 372 batting average as just a freshman.
372 is pretty darn good in this game of failure.
2-2 count, here's the pitch. Change up, this one is rocketed up center, but able to make the play on it and put it down is Mia Bloom.
There's a pitcher, that's exactly what you want out of that pitch. Change up, high in the zone. She's not going to let it get by just in case he calls it a strike, so she hits it, and that's about all you can do with a changeup up there is pop it up.
Well, I think someone's trying to give us a souvenir for softball, but I don't know if that's our gift of specialties. Meg Malone getting her first pitch, blown away for ball one. I guess he might pass for an umpire. 1-0 count on Malone. Here's next delivery. Fastball, swung on, shot to second. Candy Hop plays the first, and it's on time.
Diving attempt to try to get safe there, but just not quite in time.
As McLaurin to Hayden Woodwin for the out.
Jeff West right now, that changeup seems to be getting them a couple times now. We've slowed the swing down on a changeup instead of setting back, waiting, and hitting it hard just like a fastball, and that's exactly what you want if you're a pitcher.
Ashton Swim for that for the first time. First pitcher, fastball, fouled straight back for strike one. We've seen a nice pitch arsenal here from Ogle, some screwballs, fastballs, changeup.
Yeah, she's got a whole arsenal, it looks like, and she's got command of about all of them that she's thrown so far.
0-1 count on Schwinn. Here's the next delivery. Fastball, low, swung on a miss.
Boy, she really heated it up there. Just blew that one by her.
Ashton Schwinn. 93 plate appearances on the season, batting even 333. 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. This one rocketed right to the second baseman, McLaurin, and she makes the play for the lineout.
Well, she hit the ball hard, but right at somebody.
Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the second. Here on the MSU Sports Hero Network, Jeff West, 0, Frontenac 1.
If you got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, LNL Construction. Quality is our priority.
This summer, it's great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for just one more. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the second inning, first pitch to Nick for the game for her, and that's blown away for ball one. Bottom third of the order, Nix, Bloom, and Ben Beisler. And Schwinn here in the circle. Next delivery here, fastball in the right corner for strike one, 1-1 count. Some teams with speed, some with strength, but the best limit the connection. Giant Communication believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting GiantCOMM.net and become simply connected. Here, next pitch, 1-1. Fastball swung on a miss.
She was way ahead of that one. It looked like Addison may have taken just a little bit off of that pitch.
1-1, 2-2 on the junior, Blakely Nix. Next one delivered down the middle. Not even a swing by Nix. She's down.
She just blew that one right by her. She just went straight with speed right there.
Bullseye down the plate. 117th K of the season for Addison Schwinn. Now Mia Bloom takes the bat.
That's what you hope you get the bottom third of the order, is that you can just blow it by them. Save some of those spin pitches and some wear and tear on your arm.
Well, talk about blowing it by. First pitch to Bloom. Straight down the plate. Not even a swing. She's down early, 0-1. Center fielder. Next pitch. Chopped right to the third baseman. Playing up a little bit. Is in time to first for the out. Malone was about 6 steps. Looks like in front of that third base bag. And a nice throw to first for the out.
Yeah, she did a good job reading that ground ball, attacking it, making a nice, easy throw over to first.
Ben Beisler, 9th in the batting order for the Frontenac Raiders. Getting her first pitch. Swung on and missed. Drop ball to get that reach.
Seen a lot of baseball players in that Frontenac Pittsburgh area. Last name Von Beisler, but haven't seen too many softball players.
Next pitch of the ball. 1-1 count here on the freshman, Addie Van Beisler. A young player. Next pitch. Fastball swung straight back. Foul away.
I tell you, 1-9, this Frontenac lineup is just aggressive with that bat.
1-2. Trying just to face the minimum. Next one delivered high for ball two.
Especially for as young a team as they are. They're not coming out here looking starstruck at all. They're coming out aggressive looking to score runs.
2-2. Bottom of the order. Next pitch here. Foul. Straight back. I had a chance to catch in with head coach Murphy before the game, kind of talking about the upper class, and he kind of mentioned to me, again, no seniors graduating 8 last year. We're just returning a couple of starters this season. Here's the 2-2 delivery down the plate on a changeup. No swing, and that's the second strikeout for Schwinn as she faces the minimum. We go to the top of the third. It's 1-0. Frontenac over Jeff West. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top of the third we go. Class 3A softball quarterfinal down here at Baker University. An 83-degree day, sunny, and I'm up our wind from the southeast. Pumps in the order for Jeff West. First pitch to Stowe is low and away for ball one. It's three Stowe, the softball designated player. Then up next in the ninth hole will be Ashley Moser. We'll head back up to the top of the order to Emmy Dean, who only saw one pitch and reached on a single. 1-0 count, so here's the next delivery. It is going to go high for ball two.
Bottom of the order here, looking to do something to produce, get on, so that when we get it to the meat of the lineup there for Jeff West, they hopefully tie that game back up.
2-0. Here's the pitch, swung on hard, down the left line, and that drops right in front of left fielder, and it bounces over her head. Rounding first, heading to second. That's a double for Reese Stowe.
Stowe is pumped up on second base. She's trying to get her team wild ball.
Yeah, you can hear the Jeff West crowd with their excitement around us. A leadoff double from Reese Stowe.
That's pretty good when you get your eight hole to lead off an inning and get on base, especially get a double, put yourself in scoring position from the start. Now Maddie's got some, Maddie's got a chance to do some things here.
First runner in scoring position today for Jeff West, and again, you continue to hear that crowd roar. Ashley Moser, ninth in batting order, fifth senior on this lineup, coming up to bat. I had a chance to talk to head coach Barger about her senior class before the game. She said, I feel like a lot of players split ways during their summer, but most of these girls have done this since kindergarten together. And she hopes that the younger class is learning composure and confidence from this senior group. They never got too far up or down themselves, and that is rare for an entire class. Here's the next delivery, swung on a miss.
And here's some of that strategy I was pointing out that Maddie had to use. Now, she pinch run in this situation, so she brings in somebody speedier than the girl that hit the double. So she brings on Savannah Jackson. See if we can get Savannah across the plate.
Next pitch, Moser. She punts it down. Runner goes to third, throws to first, and she's safe. That's going to be a bunt single for Moser. And you head back up to the top of the order for Jeff West, and there, Tiger fans are roaring.
Well, Maddie being a little animated over there. Coach Barger wanting her to go to two on that bunt. They left second base completely empty there. No defense on at all. She probably could have made a double out of that. This is where softball gets exciting. The smaller field, everything's a little bit more fast-paced. Get that small ball involved with some speed.
Emma Dean, top of the order. First pitch to her. Swung on. It's out to center right field. Coming up making that play is Bloom. Tack to third. Slide is safe. And this game is all tied up at 1-1.
That's a perfect display there by Dean. She put the ball high, deep center field. Sacrifice fly, that's exactly what you'd like to see out of that situation with a runner on third.
The Tigers tie the game up in the top of the third with a sack fly from Emmy Dean. Now Jocelyn Sutton, second in the order, comes up the bat, center fielder senior to follow up. Runners on first. Next pitch, delivered low, swung on miss, and here looking for a steal to second on time. Moser, now she's in scoring position.
Moser got a great jump on that, great read on the pitch. The pitch was a little off speed, gave her a little bit more time. There was no way they were going to throw her out.
Now she's in scoring position.
I think Maddie saw something she liked there with that last bunt. She's looking small ball here again, I believe.
Next pitch, delivered, swung on and missed. Now down 0-2 in this Callum Sutton.
Bunt call probably be off now with two strikes. Don't want to bunt the ball foul and get it out.
One down, runner on second. 1-1 game, Frontenac, Jeff West. Jocelyn Sutton, in the 0-2, delivery, looking for the bunt, fouls it straight back.
Speed like Sutton, I like the idea of moving her to the left side this year with all that speed. It just increases the chance to get on because she doesn't have to barely touch the ball, and it's almost hard to get her out with the 60-foot bases.
A senior who switched to a lefty, batting .364 on the season, left at bat, struck out. Next pitch here, low, for ball one.
Ball just about got by the catcher. That was a great play back there stopping that ball. Otherwise, we would have had one on third base.
Pretty deep backstop here. The wall about 4 foot high. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. One for a slap. And that shot straight back again. Keep it 1-2.
Coach Meyer coming up to have a little talk with her. Probably telling her to stay on top of the ball. Right now she's getting under it a little bit. If she stays on top and bounces into this turf, it's like a pop fly, but it's already touched the ground. By the time it comes down, she'll be on first. Runner on second will be on third.
One ball, two strikes. Here's the delivery, and fouled. I think that got the hand on that left hand of Sutton. Oh, that's hit by pitch. She'll be awarded first.
He's saying that it was defense. She was defending herself is how she got hit, that it wasn't a swing. Coach Murphy's coming out to question it. And he's overruled by the third base coach. Calls it a strike.
That'll be the out.
Third base umpire, I'm sorry.
The initial call was the hit by pitch, and then it came back. Oh, actually, no, excuse me. Change. Okay, this is getting really confusing here. So they're saying foul ball on the left side here. Sutton looks like she's going back to bat. So I think, scratch that out, Sutton should go back up here and back.
Correct. This should be just a foul ball. It wasn't a bunt, so it should just be foul ball coming back up to bat. There's already two strikes. You're not out with that unless he's claiming she was bunting.
Well, again, she pulled back, and that got her right. Hit on that hand. Yeah, and Sutton waits.
And I agree with the strike call. It looked like a full swing to me, not a bunt.
Oh, they cut the strikeout. So now two outs here, top of the third.
I'm not sure what the call there.
So a runner in scoring position to potentially get the go-ahead. That's Moser on second. Theron Taylor now up to bat. He leads him with 104 plate appearances on the season, that 370 average. First, my fielder's choice back in the first. First pitch delivered, chopped high. It's going to bounce into the left fielder. Rounding third, Jeff West will take the lead. A two-out RBI single by Taryn Taylor.
Another great piece of hitting there by the senior. She puts the ball deep enough that the runner on second got a great read, great jump on the ball, and scored easily. Jeff West taking their first lead of the game. We have another courtesy runner coming in. This one is Ariana Unruh. Ariana's brother Osiris will be representing Jeff West at the Shrine Bowl this year. State wrestling champion, led the football team, and I believe he's qualified for state and track also.
An athletic family.
Yes, very much.
All right, Dean now up to bat, who leads the team with 5 home runs on the season. It's tied for program history, also leading the team with a .425 batting average.
Also a little tidbit on Ariana. I'm blessed enough to be her comp ball coach. She plays for my travel team.
Good player to have.
Yes.
Next pitch here. This is fouled out to the right side. Looks like maybe playable towards the dugout, and it is going to be foul.
Old foul. That disappeared beyond my view. I couldn't tell what happened.
Right now, Jeff West, they went 2-for-4 with runners in scoring position in this inning. The 2 RBIs, a sac fly from Dean, and then the RBI single by Taylor. Here's the next pitch to Dean. This is chopped straight up in the air. It's kind of in a bloop spot, but it's picked up out by the shortstop.
Yeah, with that sun in her eye, that was a great read to get that ball out there in that Bermuda Triangle area that balls often get lost and dropped in.
2-1, Jeff West takes the lead with 2 RBIs over Frontenac. We go to the bottom of the third. It's the Raiders up to bat here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden. For all your meat processing needs, stop by Bowser Meat Processing at 513 Palmberg. They have a great selection of fresh deli meats and cheeses, plus delicious beef jerky. That's Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pitch is inside for strike one. 1-1 count now on Paige Unruh. We're at the top of the order for Frontenac here on 103.9 KNZA. Jeff West just took the lead in the top of the third with an RBI sac fly by Dean and RBI single by Taylor. It's 2-1. Next pitch, grounded right into the third baseman and on time to first. Malone to Dooley to retire the top hitter in the order. Now coming up back, Grayson McLaurin. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting GiantCOMM.net. Become simply connected. Especially McLaurin, this is hit offer, so she will take first off the hit-by-pitch.
Addison looks to the dugout, pats her chest. My fault, my bad. Maddie tells her that's okay. Come back.
First pitch, a good one swung on this on the fastball. Goodwin last reached on the walk, was left stranded out at third. Runs back from front, they had a runner on second and third, but left them both stranded, only getting one runner in from that first inning. Next pitch delivered, not even a swing on Goodwin. Now she's down 0-2.
Yeah, he's trying to make up for that pitch to start the inning off.
No strike, or two balls, no, two strikes. Next pitch delivered low and away left side for ball one.
Good pitch, good time to throw that pitch. See if you can get him to chase when you're up like that.
1-2, count, Goodwin. Schwinn checks her armband. Now delivers up to the windup. This is popped high out to the right. Chasing it is on the first base line. And play is not made. That was Dooley who was trying to make that catch out of play.
Had her timing off just a little bit there. That change up for a ball, the pitch before that, I think kind of set that up. Then she comes back with something a lot faster and batters just a little late on that swing. Popped it up in foul territory. At least had a chance to make a play.
So a 1-2 count. Change up outside of the left for ball two. Facing third in the order, the sophomore, Haley Goodwin. Third baseman for Frontenac. Working out the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swung on. This one lifted out to right. It looks like it's out of play, but it's going to be caught for the out. Out in right field by Moser. What a play.
Deep right field. Heck of a play. Great read on the ball. Great jump. Base runner on first. Didn't get as good a read. She got a little too far off first base. She probably could have advanced if she'd have come back sooner when she realized it was in the air.
Ogle now up the bat with two down and a runner on first as McLaurin reached on the hit by pitch. Ogle last up, popped out the center field. First pitch delivered to left corner for strike one.
Curveball catches the outside corner there. Beautiful pitch.
Schwinn, she's got a nice display of pitches in her arsenal as well, just like Ogle. Next delivery, this was swung on and chopped down the left line, and that is fair.
Rips a ground ball right between third base, the third baseman, and the line. That'd have been almost impossible to get a glove on.
Just a beautiful frozen rope by Ogle to get on base. And I run on first and second. Hayden Goodwin now up to bat. Last time up. Well, she's how this Frontenac team took the early lead and was with the two-out RBI double.
With her being a pitcher, Coach Murphy here is taking advantage of the courtesy rule and getting a courtesy runner in. That'll spell your pitcher, get her a chance to get in the shade, get out of the heat. That's something. And these girls playing spring ball, they're used to cold weather ball. And then now it pulls off hot, playing on turf, which absorbs the heat. And then both of them have black uniforms on. So the heat fatigue could become an issue later in the game. So any chance you get your pitcher or your catcher a chance to catch a breather before the game continues, be a big help later.
Pitch delivered to Goodwin, away for ball one. That's also Charlie Aiken, the freshman, who is the courtesy runner at first. Runner on second, that's McLaurin. Two down, bottom of the third. 2-1 game, Jeff Wilson from front. Next pitch delivered, chopped to Dean. It's bobbled. She picks it up and tags out the nose. They're going to say she doesn't. Just barely whipped past her on the runner. That gets the second. That's Ogle.
Yes. Little bobble there. Ended up not getting any outs out of it. So now the bases are loaded. Two outs.
Not able to play that candy hop tour. Now McLaurin at third. Ogle's courtesy runner. Aiken on second. And Goodwin at first.
Think about softball, baseball. You make an error like that, the ball seems to tend to find you again.
First error of the game. Charged on Dean.
Like to see Emma Dean get a chance to reprieve herself and get out of the inning here.
1-0 count. Next pitch. Low in the dirt. Nice stop by Taylor.
Maddie calling timeout here. Coach Carter going out to talk to Addison, see if she can't get her to calm down, talk about what they want to do here.
Two balls, no strikes here on the count on a Rain Warner. A big jam here for Jeff West to try to get out of a runner on third, second, and first. Frontenac at runners on second and third back in the first inning, but it was Rain Warren who grounded out to short. So in that same kind of dilemma right there, what kind of adjustment do you think that junior makes?
She's probably not going to make much of an adjustment. She's going to stick with staying aggressive at the plate, trying to make Addison throw as many pitches as she can, and hopefully it's going to be a matter of which one makes the biggest mistake, whether Addison leaves one fat enough for her to get a hold of or if Addison can get her to swing and miss.
2-0 count, Rain Warren. Here's the delivery. Down the middle for a bullseye strike.
I think that last at bat, she saw all those pitches, and I don't think a single one of them was a watch strike. That's the first watch strike she's had.
2-1 count now. Next pitch. Chop straight into the third for strike two. Now Swim brings it back. A 2-2 count. A chance for the K.
That one was up about her eyeballs, and Addison's thinking with the 2-2 count, find the ladder here, maybe go just a notch higher that she can't catch up to it.
It's the
very
ball.
Aggressive batter.
Here's the pitch. It is to the shortstop. The play is for second, and it's on time for the out. Harriet Tadeen, despite the bases loaded, Frontenac comes up empty. Jeff West, 2-1 over Frontenac. We go up to the top of the fourth here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank turns 125 years old in 2026. For a little history lesson here, the bank was founded in 1901 in the nearby town of Denison and moved to Holton in 1939 into its current main office on the west side of the Holton Square in 1944. Today, the bank has branches in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka. It's a long history of knowing and working with a lot of great people. That's Denison State Bank, year 125, member FDIC.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community. Close to home.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top of the fourth here on 103.9 KMZ for the MSC Sports Radio Network. Brandon Prophet, Scott Baum, Bobby back in studio. Again, down here at Baker University, a hot day, 83 degrees and sunny, 9 mph wind coming out of the southeast. Here's Jeff West coming up. It is 5, 6, 7 and in the order. Bristol, Harper, Megan Malone, and Addison Schwinn. This is the order that had the second inning, but faced all just the minimum. First pitch to Harper is inside for strike one.
This lower bottom half of the order, now they're looking to try to do something themselves. They're seeing how they can produce and help their team right here.
Harper, a freshman. Next pitch delivered. No swing. It's a little out for ball one. 1-1 count, Harper.
Showing some good patience here. Trying to do what she can, get on base to start the inning.
Mentioned this freshman, a 370 batting average coming into the day. 1-1 count, next one delivered. This is batted high out to that right line. It looks playable from the right fielder, and the out is recorded.
That's one of those outs that you hope they don't get. They had to go a long way to get it, but if you're the defender, if you're the pitcher, you love those outs. Those are the easy outs to get to.
Junior Blakely next as he made the play out in right field. Now Malone up the bat with one down. Here's the windup delivery right into the ground nearly. And Beasler stops it. But it's ball one. One 0 count on Malone. High some up, grounded out the second. Next pitch here, lifted out to right field, potentially playable again. And they get a brand new life here, Jeff West does. Gone foul. Malone now 1-1.
Ogle got smacked around a little bit that last inning, but she's coming out here like it doesn't even matter to her. She's throwing hard and aggressive and coming right at attacking these hitters. A lot of times you'll see a pitcher get hit around like she did last inning, come out the next inning and throw around him a little bit, try to nibble, afraid of giving up the big hit, but she's coming right at him.
Here, next pitch. This is fouled straight back for strike two. 1-2 count now on Malone. That last inning, Jeff West, 2 runs scored, 3 hits. That back-to-back to start off the inning with the Anthony Ninepole, Stowe, and Moser trying to find some bottom-half order production right here with Malone batting the sixth hole. 1-2 count. Delivery, this one lifted out towards center left field, coming up forward, making that play. Warren gets the out.
Bottom of the order, still putting the ball in play hard.
Addison Schwinn now off the bat. Last time up, line straight to McLaurin at second. McLaurin had a nice play on that line out.
Addison looking to help herself out here, get on base.
Pitch. This one hit hard out to right field, but making the play, not even having to make a movement. That's Nix again, a pop out to right. Three up, three down. We go up to the top of the fifth, or bottom of the fourth, excuse me. We're halfway home, halfway done. 2-1, Jeff West over Frontac. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
No, they play five today. Here in the bottom of the fourth year, 103.9 KMZ, Class 3A quarterfinal state action. It's Nix right now on an 0-2 count. And up next will be batting Abe Bloom. And then in the nine hole, it's Van Bleesler. 0-2 count, change up, under, four ball one. 1-2 count now on Nix, who had two nice plays out in right field on the top of this fourth. Catching pop-ups from Malone and Schwinn. Next pitch, changeup swung on and missed. What a K.
She made a nice adjustment on that changeup. A couple innings ago, she was leaving it way short. And pretty obvious that that was a beautiful pitch right there.
That's the third strikeout of the game for Schwinn. The first one with a swing. That's also the second time Nix has struck out. Next pitch, changeup, swing and a miss on Bloom, and we'll see if maybe Schwinn can do it just like that second inning, facing the side and striking it out.
Pitching backwards here, started off with that changeup again, and blows one right by her for strike two.
Schwinn building some confidence here, and then it's bottom of the fourth. 0-2 count now on Bloom, looking for that fourth K of the game, 120th of the season. Here's the delivery. It's low for ball one.
Not a bad time to throw that pitch. Nobody on base. Throw it low. See if you can get him to bite at it.
One ball, two strikes. Next pitch. Outside of the left. Four ball, two.
Comes back with another changeup. A little outside, a little high.
Tied up count. Two balls, two strikes. See if Schwing can put the bow on it. Here's the delivery. It is swung on and blasted out hard to center field, but making the play on it is Sutton to get the out.
Ball hit right to Sutton. Didn't really have to make much of a read. Step to the left. Nice catch.
Now the Bob in the order. Ninth spot. Freshman Sam Beisler. Last time she struck out on an even count 2-2. First pitch is blown right by him for strike one.
Coming out aggressive. That was a she's swinging for the fence on that.
See if Schwing can repeat that second inning facing the side. Next pitch. Low under the knees for ball one. One more count.
Crowd's not happy with that call. Taylor, the catcher, even looked over at Maddie with a question in their eyes like that was right on the corner.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of our corners get called strikes today. First one probably not. Next pitch delivered. A little outside to the left for ball two. Two balls, one strike on Van Bieffler. Schwinn has the call. Here's the windup. Here's the pitch. And blown right by. And Beisler is on an even 2-2.
Maddie relaying out to her. Don't lose her. Throw the ball right by her.
Dooley playing up a little bit here on the 2-2. Next pitch. Foul straight back. Keep it 2-2.
Ben Beasler battling there. That ball was probably, that pitch was probably a ball, but she fouled it off. Didn't want to leave it up to the umpire.
Two balls, two strikes. Here's the next delivery. This is chopped. It will be fair. It'll be thrown to first on time. There's a ground outer. A 2-3 play grounder. Just facing the minimum. We head up now to the top of the fifth. It's Jeff West up to bat. They're up 2-1 here over Frontenac. Class 3A softball action quarterfinal. We're back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top of the fifth we go. Jeff West, a lead over Frontenac, 2-1. Class 3A softball action, quarterfinal. First pitch to Reese Stowe is low away for ball one. Reese Stowe, she led off the third with a double, came around and scored on the sack fly by Emmy Dean from third on a tag up. Next pitch delivered, swung on a miss, now 1-1. Some teams with speed, some with strength, but the best with connection. Giant Communication believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting GiantCOMM.net. Become simply connected. And this bottom of the order, they made some good connections there last time up. This next pitch deliver, this is Candy Hop to the first base bag, and it'll be easily played by Hayden Goodwin for the out. Ashley Moser, bottom of the order.
Still not able to replicate what she did in the third inning. I know Jeff West, Coach Barger, I'm sure would like to get an insurance run or two here. Frontenac's not going to go down easy the rest of the game.
Moser, the right fielder, senior. This year, 93 plate appearances, a .262 average. She has not committed a single error in the outfield this season. She is a great player, defense and offensively. Next pitch, first to her, delivered, fastball swung on a miss for strike one.
It was a great swing. Just blew the ball right by her, though.
0-1 Cal Moser. Then we'll head back up to the top of the order for Jeff West. Dean, Sutton, and Taylor, top three there. Next pitch over to Moser. Swung on a miss. A low fastball.
Got her on the ball outside. Looked like it was a little bit slower. In between change up there.
No balls, two strikes on Moser. Jeff West trying to add on to their lead. 2-1. 0-2 pitch. Here it comes. Swung on and missed on the fastball. 3-pitch strikeout. That's 2-up, 2-down. Jeff West now top of the order. Emmy Dean coming up. She's been productive in every at-bat. Single back in the first. A sack fly in the third. Let's see what she can do here with two outs.
No, I mean, Dean, she's an emotional leader for this team, even though she's only a sophomore.
Slight lean, first pitch, fastball blown by her for strike one.
Coming out aggressive from the start. Trying to get something going.
Jeff West, they went an impressive 2-for-2 with runners in scoring position back in that third inning. Still trying to get a runner on here in the fifth. Next pitch delivered, changed up just outside for ball one.
This team watching them throughout this tournament, their hype, their excitement, excitement. They remind me a lot of Coach Barger when she played. Her and her twin sister Emma were emotional players.
Next pitch here, slice right to the shortstop, playable for first, and it's on time. A 3-up and 3-down, top of the fifth here for the Jeff West Tigers. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's still Jeff West over Frontenac, 2-1, but it's the Raiders up to bat here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Most internet is just internet, but ours is giant. Giant pandas are known for their big appetite. Your internet has one too. Streaming, gaming, working, scrolling, get speeds up to 2 gig built for everything your household does online. And right now when you sign up, you'll get 2 months free. Want mobile too? Add nationwide mobile service and get 2 months free of that as well. Don't settle for average. Go big or go giant. Sign up today at giantcom.net.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the fifth, but top of the order here for Frontenac. First pitch to Unruh is sliced. Straight back and foul. Top of the order here for the Raiders. It's Unruh, McLaren, and Goodwin with Ogle in the cleanup spot. It's 2-1, Jeff West over Frontenac. For this top order, they have been deadly today. Here's the next delivery right into the turf.
Unruh trying to do what leadoff batters do here and get on. They're going to try to get this run back, but it's going to take the top of the order getting on base and getting themselves into scoring position.
One ball, one strike, next delivery way high upstairs for ball two. Paige Unruh, an impressive freshman shortstop here on this team. This is a Frontenac team that outscored teams throughout the season 293-76 in runs. Next pitch. Fouled straight to the right. It's now all 2-2. How impressive is that? Nearly a 250 run differential throughout the season.
Right. That is impressive. Also bring into question their league strength of schedule. Where Jeff West, just being from our area, I know they play a tough league, tough schedule.
Here's a pop-up center field coming up for it, and making the play is Sutton, and that retires it.
Sutton playing deep, just a few steps off the warning track. Had to come all the way in, just barely out of that infield. Made a great read, great run, great catch. That's what you want out of your center fielder. Anything popped up that lands in the green, you want to believe as a pitcher your center fielder is going to go get it.
Now McLaurin up the bat. First pitch delivered a little away for ball one. That's a very young top of the order, too. A freshman, sophomore, sophomore, freshman, sophomore before you kind of get into the juniors in that middle of the order. Next pitch delivered, low into the knees for ball two. So we'll count now, McLaurin.
Yeah, McLaurin's doing a good job. She's only got a two-hitter going. Only two hits, and had two walks.
Next pitch is chopped straight back. Also a hit-by-pitch. That's how McLaurin got on her last time up. She is recently a walking hit-by-pitch.
One hit-by-pitch on three strikeouts.
Next delivery here. This one is hit hard out to right field, but making the play, or almost not making the play, excuse me. That's Moser over ahead, and now running first and getting the second, McLaurin.
Crindon, I'm afraid I'm going to have to build a wall around you after you made the comment last inning that she has not had an error all year.
Oh, no, I did make that note. I was given that by head coach Barger. She has yet to make an error this season.
First error of the season in the state tournament.
That's rough.
Yep,
just overhead. Went off her glove and faked me out. Next pitch delivery, a little high and away on Goodwin for ball one. And yeah, that was right off the top of her glove. McLaurin now in scoring position, the tying run. Next pitch, this one chops straight up in the air. Could be an easy out for the infield, and it's made a little lean back action. Harriet gets it done.
Little bit of breeze, not much, but you can see the trees up that higher swirling around. That ball looked like it was going to land closer to third, and it ended up out in the outfield. But shortstop Harriet Dean made a great read. Made the catch out there in the Bermuda Triangle.
Two up. Three up so far, two down. Next one to come up, Ogle. First pitch, a little away for ball one. Hunter still in second. That's McLaurin. So far today, Frontenac, he is 1-5 with runners in scoring position. Next delivery to the left corner, in for strike one. One ball, one strike on the freshman Ogle. Next delivery. Swung on the changeup and missed. Ogle now down. 1-2 on the count.
I take it by her reaction. She's not used to being down on the count very often.
One ball, two strikes. Next delivery, a changeup, a swing and a miss. And just like that, Jeff West.
You had a time to throw that ball.
And that gets us now to the top of the sixth. So we'll go ahead and keep things here on 103.9 KNZA. Again, some teams went with the speed, some with strength, but the best was connection. Giant Communication believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting GiantCOMM.net. Become simply connected. Right now, Jeff West up by 1-2 over Frontenac. Through five innings, what are we seeing so far in this game?
Well, just a hard-fought softball game. Both teams, you can tell, talent level is high. They're very well matched. You're just seeing Addison throw one heck of a good game right here. And then you're seeing a lot of emotion, a lot of excitement from this Jeff West team. Frontenac seems to be a little bit quieter, a little bit more laid back. I started to say something an inning ago. Maddie, Coach Barger, and her twin sister Emma, they were like this. This team has taken on the persona of Maddie. The way their excitement, the inning ends on something good like that, and they come to the dugout and they give a chant to the crowd and everybody in the crowd, and all the players yell boom, 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 and in the middle of it is Coach Barger. She's not one of those coaches that walks away and lets her team celebrate. She gets right in there with her, and I think that is what endears her to her team so well, and that's why these girls will go out there and run through a brick wall for Maddie.
And she's an alma mater, played on the 2015 Class 4A Division II state title team. Warriors coming back here, and now she's alma mater has coached the last two seasons, bringing this team back after having a 10-year drought with state appearances. Now they are roaring ever louder as the Tigers.
And I always have to point it out when I get the chance. That year they won the state tournament 2015. Their first loss of the season came near the very end of the season to a Holton team that was led in the circle by my daughter, Sarah. It was kind of neat. Clay Meyer was the coach then. We had a little talk about how they had the perfect season going until that point. But Maddie, Coach Barger, played, as Maddie Broxton back then. She played for me, guest played for my team in the summer. And I know the excitement and the fire she plays with, and she's bringing that here as a coach, too.
Well, we're up in the top of the sixth. It's the Jeff West Tigers here up the bat. Second, third, and fourth in the order. Jocelyn Sutton, Karen Taylor, and Harriet Dean. 0-2 in the count right now. Here is Sutton. 2-1 lead. Jeff West over Frontenac. Only two more innings to go. Next pitch delivered. High, swung on and missed, and Sutton is all out on strike.
If you look over there, Coach Barger, she's got a butterfly tattoo on her knee. In high school and in college, she had numerous knee surgeries. But they never held her back, whether it was playing in Allen County or Emporia State. She just always played with fire. She was always the leader. One year in high school softball, she was out with a knee injury, but she was out on the crutches every time her team sits up and good, just firing the team up. And this whole team plays that way now.
Next pitch delivered to Taylor, is fouled straight back into the netting. Taylor, she has reached twice. They filled her choice back in the first, reached on a single back in the third. There's a third plate appearance today, 105th of the season. Crowds in the front of the box, right in front of the plate. Even stance. Righty be righty. Next pitch. High out to the left. 4-1. 1-1 count on Taylor. Taking a nice little stretch. Back in the box. 1-1 count. Here's next delivery. This one is hit hard. Out to the left line. It's dropped in there. That's extra bases, drowning first, now a stand-up double. One out, stand-up double by Taryn Taylor to get things rolling and going.
Now the catcher, she's got that message written on her chest.
And now a cursor runner, that's Savannah Jackson, I do believe, coming out on second. I was told by head coach Barger about Taylor, you know, the kind of player that she is coming into the day, is that she's not hitting bombs every other at bat, but she will find a gap, lay a bunt down, score runners, or just find that gap. Never feels like, it's like she never feels pressure to do anything and just play softball with freedom.
And that is absolutely Taylor. She's next one, delivered to Dean. This one hit hard. Out to right field. Did not make much of an adjustment. The play is there. It's the pop out. But a tag in second, run down to third. Taylor's courtesy runner, Jackson, is there safely. So you do pop out, but you progress the runner.
Yes, that's exactly what you'd like to see in that situation. If you're going to get out, get the runner 60 foot closer to home with a really good batter coming up. So they're not in a bad position to add an insurance run on here.
Bristol Harper, with a runner in scoring position, out on third. Today, Jeff West is 2-for-5 with runners in scoring position. They went 2-of-4 in the third inning. Harper this season, 98 plate appearances, 327, 372 batting average. Mix those numbers around. See if she can add a number right here on the board with a 2-1 lead already. Next pitch into the turf, door ball one.
Going back to Taryn Taylor there for just a second, you're absolutely right. She's a gap-to-gap contact hitter. Hits with enough power to get extra base hits consistently. She may not be a home run hitter, but you can always count on her to drive the ball deep.
Next pitch to Harper is way high for ball two. This is a chance for some much-needed insurance here, Jeff West. I mean, you only got 4 more outs to your name in regulation.
Yeah, I'm sure they're feeling the pressure, especially being a younger team, not used to the spotlight like this.
Next pitch, low under the knees, as ball three. Bristol Harper working a 3-1 count right now. A 3-0 count, excuse me.
Yep.
3 balls, no strikes on Bristol Harper. Next delivery. This one right down the plate for strike one.
She was take all the way there with a 3-0 count. She wasn't going to swing. She was going to make her throw her a strike. Chances are she's doing the same thing right now.
Harper's let up the last 2 innings. She's popped out both times. Next pitch, this one, lined out hard to right field. What a play by Mia Bloom. Chasing that one down.
That center fielder made a beautiful catch, beautiful read on that. Dead sprint. Even by the looks of her actions, I don't think she was sure she was going to get there, but she did.
Well, we head to the bottom of the sixth. Jeff Westley, 2-1 lead over Frontenac. We'll take a step aside here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home. Transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the sixth, Class 3A softball quarterfinal action. State level, Rain Warren, first pitcher, is up and away for ball one. Also, just at the at-bat from Hayden Goodwin, she popped out to right field. A play by Moser. And now here, Nix on deck.
I think they'll let you out alive now, Crin, since the right fielder Moser had a chance to make up for her error earlier.
Yeah, I'd mentioned that she's been errorless on the season, had an error that allowed a runner to go all the way to second back in that fifth inning. However, she was left stuck there. Incredible pop out to short and a strikeout by Schwinn to get out of that situation. That pitch away for ball three on Warren. 3-0 count on Warren. Sixth in the batting order, junior. Next delivery. This one is lined hard off the glove. Play from third to first, and there's an error regardless. Malone throws it too low on the ground. Billy couldn't get the scoop.
She almost caught it off the line drive. Then she picked it up and she panicked and tried to hurry a little too much. She had plenty of time to make the play.
Well, the runner stuttered originally.
Right.
She didn't make that full hearted run to first until she saw the bobble.
Yes, she didn't come out of the box very hard. She came out of it like she thought she was catching the line drive, and which gave her plenty of time to pick it up and make a throw. She just panicked and got rid of it a little fast.
Back-to-back errors here, mistakes definitely do not want to be handled. One thing that Coach Murphy said before this game as kind of a key for this matchup is play better than the other team, and that kind of sounds bad, but this level, whoever makes at least a mistake, either physical or mental, will have the edge. Right now, Jeff West, despite with the two errors, have the 2-1 lead over Frontenac. Don't want to let this error put up any runs for the Raiders.
And unfortunately, with the error, the ball went into the dugout, so she automatically got second base, so what should have been an out. Now they got a speedy runner on second with the courtesy rule.
Next pitch to Nix, and then for strike one. After Nix, Bloom and Van Biesler. Bottom third of the order here up for Frontenac with one down and a runner on second. Next pitch, high, bunted down. Throw is to first for the out. The runner advances to third.
It's a beautiful bunt, beautiful time. They do have two outs now. But they did get the runner in, the courtesy runner in scoring position. She's just 60 foot away from tying the game.
So here it's Nix up the bat. Today she is 0 for 2, 2 Ks. Or excuse me, Bloom was up the bat. She is 0 for 2 though, with a ground out and a pop out the center. Next pitch low and away for ball one.
Ball got away from Taylor just a little bit. But Taryn was able to recover and pick it up. Runner couldn't advance. That's scary when you get a runner on third. Get a ball get away from a catcher like that.
1-0 count. Next pitch going away for ball two.
Another great stop by Taryn back there, keeping the ball from getting to the backstop, keeping the runner at third.
Got to keep it in front of you with that run at third. No mistakes can come up here. That runner, Warren, she reached off the air, so could all be out of this inning if the error was not made. Next pitch, liver change up down the plate for strike one.
So she set her up. She threw two balls inside, looked like they were a drop action, and then she goes with a curveball to the outside and throws her.
Two balls, two strikes. Next pitch, jams up the batter, fouled back. It's a 2-2 count, and Schwinn has a chance to tie the bow here on the sixth inning.
Addison's been able to just blow the ball by her. I don't think she's really slowing down a lot, but they're catching up to it a little bit.
Jeff West crowd gets excited.
They know this right here means a lot with the runner on third.
Here's the 2-2. It's popped up. Center field, diving for the play, and not in time. The bloop, two-out single drop to score the runner. And Bloom extends herself to second.
Center fielder Sutton, Jocelyn Sutton there, made a sliding play, tried to corral it. And ended up going off her foot and rolling all the way back to the circle, so the runner actually got to second base on that, and of course they tied the game up.
Again, that runner, she reached off the error. The 2-2 game, pitch delivered to them, Biesler swung on this. And now you just want to, again, get out of this inning with no more damage done. Frontenac will have the chance to bat in the bottom of the seventh.
Right, and that was a great piece of hitting by Bloom and Van Biesler here.
Here's Amy Dean off her knees at the play on time to first to get out of the bottom of the sixth.
I tell you what, Dooley saved that play right there. That was a great stretch. That throw was a little bit slow, and that girl was coming down the line hard. If Dooley hadn't made that stretch, we wouldn't have got out of that inning.
Top of the seventh we go. 2-2, Jeff West, Frontenac, Class 3A girls quarterfinal softball action. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This summer, it's great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for just one more.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top the seventh we go here for Class 3A quarterfinal action at the state level. Right now, Jefferson West and the Frontenac Raiders get a 2-2 game. We go to the bottom four in the batting order for Jeff West. Megan Malone, Ashton Schwinn, Reese Stowe, and Ashley Moser. Megan Malone today is 0-2. Ashton Schwinn is 0-2. I think they're due up for some hits.
I think they are. Addison's hit the ball hard twice, just right at somebody. Well, leadoff can get on again to start the inning, and Addison comes up. I think we might see something really special here.
First pitch delivered and on the way, right down the middle for strike one. Some teams with speed, some with strength, but the best one with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join a Giant team today by visiting GiantCOMM.net and become simply connected. On one count, next pitch delivered. This one shot to the second baseman.
Nice.
Grab underneath the glove and a play to first for the out.
Another great play up the middle and a great stretch by their first baseman. Malone come in aggressive after that, having that error in the last inning. She come out looking to try to do something. She did hit the ball hard.
McLaurin to Goodwin. That connection has been strong all day. Now Addison Schwinn, 0-2 today.
0-2 with two lineouts.
It's working hard there. Strike one. On the third of the order for Jeff West, you need some runs here. You don't want to give a chance for Frontenac to maybe walk it off in an even game in the bottom of the seventh.
Correct.
Make them work for it. Next pitch, blown away for ball two. Ball one.
Addison just needs to find a way on. Needs to find a way to get the next batter up.
One ball, one strike on Addison Schwinn. Standout, rise up player this year. Next pitch delivered. This one is chopped right beyond the dugout for strike two. 1-2 count. Talked about Schwinn a lot today. She was last year's unsung hero, willing to do whatever she needed to do. She's a flex player right now this year. Top batting average, 5 on the team. Has a chance to make a big play here. Next pitch, way low under the knees for ball two.
You can just see it in her eyes. She's wanting something here. She's wanting something she can handle and put into play hard. She's not looking for a walk.
Two balls, two strikes. You're in the count, Schwinn. Ogle. Sets. Fires. Chops to third. And the play will be on time to first on a nice stretch by Goodwin.
Nice play on the defense there.
Hadley to Hayden Goodwin. Reese Stowe now up the bat. Two outs. Got a rally here. 2-2 game. So she's 1-for-2 today. A single was the first run represented to score for Jeff West back in that third inning. Pitch delivered. This one is hit strong. It's out to center field, but it'll be put down by Bloom. We go to the bottom of the seventh. 2-2. Jeff West Frontenac. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, LNL Construction. Quality is our priority.
Where are they at? Top.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We head up to the bottom of the seventh. It's a 2-2 game, Class 3A quarterfinals action at the state level down here at Baker University. Ron Neck to the top of their order, a chance to walk off this game. They only need one run to do so. Paige Unruh, Grayson McLaurin, Hadley Goodwin, all up to bat. Top three in the order. First pitch away for ball one. Jeff West still same here. Defensive lineup, Schwinn in the circle. Tither behind the plate. Dooley at first. Emmy Dean at second. Harriet Dean at short. Next pitch delivered is high. That is ball two. Malone at third. Harper in left. Sutton out in center. And Moser out in right.
Coming into this inning, Addison has thrown.
Here's one to Dean real quick. An easy play off the ground for the out.
Addison has thrown 106 pitches coming into this inning. She came out there through one warm-up pitch and said, let's go.
She has over 1,500 pitches on the season. Now McLaurin up the bat. First one delivered a little away. Crowd disapproval to the left. That's ball one. Today, McLaurin has reached all three times. Walk, hit by pitch, and an error. Next one outside again for ball two. She has kind of reached in every non-hitting way possible.
Yeah. Yep. She hasn't won the pitch yet.
Next one delivered. High above the left corner for ball three. Three-oh count. Here's the delivery. It's down the plate for strike one.
She was take all the way, hoping to reach ball four.
Sophomore McLaurin. Next delivery. This one chopped hard to center field. A nice play. A hop shot to the glove. That's Sutton getting that second out.
Hard line drive. Sutton made a great read on that. But a lot of times you see a kid mess up on that because it's hard to judge when it's right at you like that. But she made a great judge. Waited just a second, dropped step, read the hit, and came hard in, made the catch on the line drive.
Haley Goodwin now up the bat. Delivery, change out to the left for ball one. At this outer's reporter, the third outer's reporter, will go into extra inning. Still 2-2, bomb the seventh. Third in the order is Hadley Goodwin. Next pitch, down the plate for strike one.
Beautiful pitch. She wanted to go, thought it was inside. He called it a strike.
One ball, one strike. You're on Hadley Goodwin. Even stance, over third in the box. Next delivery, chop foul. Head coach Murphy tried to get a hand on that one.
Stayed in front of it, did a good job. Just bare hands is a little hard. And that ball had some English on it.
One ball, two strikes on Goodwin. Be huge if Jeff Weston sent this in the extras. That's been delivered high and away. By doing so, that would set up Jeff West ninth, one, and two coming up in their order. And then Frontenac would have the middle of their order coming up. In the bottom of the eighth, so that would be huge for Jeff West to take advantage there. Next pitch here, swung on and missed, and we're going into extra innings. Class 3A quarterfinal state action continues here on 103.9 KNZA. Jeff West, Frontenac 2-2, just like Jeff West is saying, boom, 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 we head to the eighth here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction. Proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden. For all your meat processing needs, stop by Bowser Meat Processing at 513 Palmberg. They have a great selection of fresh deli meats and cheeses, plus delicious beef jerky. That's Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Top of the eighth we go. It's extra innings. Ogle still here in the circle for the Frontenac Raiders. It is a 2-2 game, Class 3A quarterfinal action. As we go into extra innings, you know, it's kind of anyone's game right now. Both teams playing pretty even. You know, how are you going to come out of this game?
Well, you got to just keep playing it like you've played it the whole thing and hope that you capture the hits when you need to, and then hope you come back out and play solid defense and hold them. You know, I've been real impressed with Addison this whole game in the circle. Taryn Taylor behind the plate. Coach Barger calling a good game. I think they've understood.
First pitch is spun down left line, and this is some great speed here by the ninth hole Moser. The throw is out to right field, and it'll extend the runner to second base. Moser, a single.
That's what speed do. She laid down a perfect bunt. Put a lot of pressure on the defense. They overthrew the ball. She ended up on second base. That's exactly how you want to start off an extra innings this game when you're the visiting team.
It's great to have your ninth hole batter, who is now 2-for-3 today, get on to lead the top of the eighth. And now Emmy Dean comes up to bat today. She's been very impressive. A single, a sack fly, back in the third.
You know, a lot of coaches set their lineup like that. That number nine hitter is basically a second leadoff, and that's exactly what we did it there. Came up with the leadoff there. She popped out second base. A little bit more on that. We could have had a runner to third and maybe even scored.
As just mentioned, Emmy Dean popped it up to second base, McLaurin, so she's out. Now Jocelyn Sutton up to bat.
Jocelyn Sutton's played an excellent outfield today. Her play at
Center field has been awesome. She bunks this one down the throat. The first, but it's low on the ground. She is safe. She lays down a perfect bunt to move the runner to third. They had her out, but it was a bobble at first base, so now we have runners on first and third with just one out. A sudden will reach off the air now here. Moser's on third. Runners in the corners, just one down. Here's some life for the Tigers in extra innings. Taryn Taylor now up to bat. Mentioned that she plays softball with freedom. We'll see if we can get a big hit from her here. That catch delivered into the ground. That's a pass ball that allows Sutton to get to second. Now runners at second and third with Taryn up to bat. And I tell you, if you follow softball in this area, this is a situation you just absolutely get goosebumps seeing Taryn Taylor up to plate. The senior with runners in scoring position. One out in the eighth inning. State quarterfinal game. It doesn't get any better than this. Tigers are 2 of 6 with runners in scoring position. They went 2 of 4 in the third inning. Taryn Taylor, she has reached base all every time so far. First pitch are delivered. It has popped up high, and that will be an easy infield out. Reported by Hayden Goodwin.
I guarantee you Taylor wants that. Taryn wants that swing back.
And still got runners in scoring position. 2 outs. Now Harriet Dean comes up. Today she is 0-for-3. She has popped up all 3 times. She leads this team with 5 home runs on the season. Why not add the 6th and beat the program record? Next pitch here is hit hard down the right line. That'll score in both runs on 2nd and 3rd. It may not be the big hit, but it's a big enough of one to get the lead for Jeff West and Extras.
I tell you, that is the Matty Barter, Jeff West type softball that people are getting used to in only their second year. This is amazing. The way Harriet came up there as the team leader, drove that ball through the infield, scored 2 runs, and then turned around and looked at her dugout and said, let's go.
Well, she bats 425 coming today. She was 0-for-3 up to that bat, so you kind of assumed she was going to be due.
Yeah, she definitely due. She did have a sacrifice fly earlier, but she was definitely due to hit one hard, and she did. She just blasted that right through the infield. And as the Jeff West crowd and players are we've heard often, boom, boom, boom.
Next pitch here, fouled straight back. It's Bristol Harper now up the bat. Today she is 0-for-3. Malone is also up the bat, and Schwinn is in the hole. So that's 3 in the order, all 0-for-3. Looking to do as well. Next pitch, under the knees for ball 1.
You know, this is pretty exciting to think about this. We've got our area represented well with Jeff West here and Silver Lake and the other quarterfinal in Emporia starting at 5 o'clock tonight. That will also be on MSC Radio. So that just shows our area of softball and how stacked it really is to have 2 teams from the Big East League go to the state tournament.
We had 8 local teams qualify for state this year. So much coverage, doubling the amount of coverage last year. 4 broadcasters heading out today. Broadcast across all of our sister stations. Next pitch delivered. Harper fouls it straight back. It stays 1-2.
The Jeff West boys made it to state also. They lost earlier today. Went down 6-1. A lot of good baseball, a lot of good softball in Northeast Kansas.
Harper, 1-2 count. Next delivery, changed up. She lines this one hard out to left. It drops down. The runner is crossing third, but she'll stay. It's a 2-out double from Harper, and that cookie was left right over the jar for Harper to get her hands on.
Harper played that exactly like you want to see your batter, your hitter do a changeup. She recognized mid-contact or mid-swing. She recognized what was coming, held back, and then unleashed. Didn't slow her swing down. Unleashed, pulled it right down the third base line where it's impossible for anybody to get to, and got an easy double out of that.
Back-to-back batters who were in 0-3 slums have come up with back-to-back hits. 3 hits now in the inning in the top of the 8th. Excellent pitch delivered to Malone. It goes off the ground and hits her foot. It's a hit-by-pitch.
Hit-by-pitch. Crowd got excited. Harriet saw the ball get away from the catcher and came in for a head-first slide at home, but it was a hit-by-pitch. She thought it just got away from the catcher.
Oh, yeah, that hit-by-pitch just off the ground and rolled right into her foot. So it counts. Bases are loaded, 2 down. And now you're going to have to get a timeout here by Frontenac. This is a huge situation. How does Jeff West take advantage?
Well, they just keep doing what they're doing. As we talked earlier, Addison has hit the ball hard today. She's coming up to bat now with a chance to do some real damage with 2 outs. Coach Murphy calling timeout here, bringing his team together, his young squad, trying to calm them down, let them know, hey, You know, it's not the end of the world here. We can get an out. We still get an at bat. Calm down. Get this last at bat. Bases loaded. Maddie's doing the opposite over there. She's getting Addison pumped up. This is you, babe. This is all what you do. Go up there, drive the ball hard like you've been doing all day. Good things are going to happen. Jeff West now up by 2-4-2 in the top of the eighth. Two down. Bases are juiced. And Addison Schwinn, who's also been 0-3 today, a turnaround stout player this season, has a chance to give herself some massive run support. Out of the stretch, here's the pitch. It is low and away for ball one. And I feel that Ogle might be a little shaken up here, but she's got to reset herself.
Yeah, she does. I like what she's doing here. She's trying to keep the ball low, trying to keep it ground balls, which is what you'd want to do right now as a pitcher.
1-0 count, next delivery, way away for ball two.
Yeah, she's definitely a little shaken right now.
If you walk in a runner, that'll also, or if you walk a runner, that'll also score a run. The only insurance is good insurance.
Yes. She's up there.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Apologies, folks. Phone line disconnected. It's a pretty hot day, and even covering over all of our equipment, things still getting a little overheated. But Jeff West in the bases load situation. Schwinn pops up to right field. She's now 0-4 today. But Jeff West going into the bottom of the eighth. Are up 2 runs, 4-2 over Frontenac. Winner will move on and play at KU on Wednesday in the semifinal. Winner gets 2 more. Loser goes home.
Yeah, this is what high school sports is all about right here. There's nothing more exciting than seeing your team come back, come ahead, and now try to hold it. State high school state sports, the way Stacia puts them on, this is exciting right here.
Well, Frontenac has some work to do. They're in the middle third of their order. Ogle, Goodwin, and Warren up to bat. First pitch, Lure to Ogle, is outside for ball one. Ogle today is 1-2. They single, pop out, and strike out. And then Goodwin, she has reached twice. She's 1-2 at bat. And Warren, she is had not had a hit today. Next pitch delivered, right in for strike one. 1-1 count on Ogle. Schwinn delivers low to the turf for ball two.
This pitcher-on-pitcher matchup right here, this late in the game, this is exciting that Ogle's done a good job putting the bat on the ball this whole game until that last at-bat. She's not as aggressive right now, which is playing her favor, but I also think Addison's trying to be crafty instead of power the ball by her.
2-1 count on Ogle. Pitcher-on-pitcher matchup. Next one, this one is popped off the mound. Dean makes the play on a slide from second. That's Aura Emmy.
There's that Aura Dean right there. That was a spectacular sliding play on her knees for a backhand and throw the ball to first from her knees. And then another great stretch by Dooley to make ensure the out happens. That was exciting right there.
I'm not sure if you could ever name another second baseman, at least in this Big East, that could be as talented as a youthful level as Emmy Dean.
Correct. Emmy, and I'm sure next year Emmy will probably be the starting shortstop, but she plays second base like a shortstop. She covers ground well, heads up, knows what's going on.
That clips pulling away on Goodwin's 2-0, and having a second baseman who can play that kind of command there in that four hole is real nice.
Yes, and watching her throughout this game, she's an infield vocal leader.
Next pitch, swung on and missed by Goodwin. It's a 2-1 count on Hayden Goodwin. Today she is one of two. A double back in the first. That was a two-out RBI double that got this game going for Frontenac. Next pitch here, sliced right into third baseman. Playable to first. Malone to Dooley gets the second out. And we are just one out away from Jeff West to moving on to the semifinal.
Everybody should be on the edge of their seat right now.
Well, it all comes down to a junior in Rain Warren, a left fielder who today has not reached via hit, but she has reached twice. Next pitch delivered, pitch low to the corner and out for strike one, or call one.
She has probably seen more pitches today than any other batter. She's taken several at-bats to multiple pitches.
Four plate appearances today. Next one delivered. Chop to third, to first! And the glove does not snatch the ball. This game continues. Dooley had the deep stretch but couldn't secure the game-ending play.
Yeah, I could tell the freshman at first base got a little nervous there. She made her stretch just a little too soon. Instead of waiting to see the ball coming at her before she stretched, and therefore she couldn't move to where the ball actually was.
Third error today by Jeff West, but still a two-run lead with two outs in this bottom of the eighth. Next pitch to Nick. Swung on, missed for strike one. And Nick today is 0-3. She's got to pull herself out of a slump if she wants this Raiders team at first to have any chance. Next one delivered to the inner shoulder for ball one.
This is one of those things that happens in softball. Chances are it's going to be another play at first to end the game.
1-1 count. Swung on, missed.
Addison says, not if I have anything to do with it. I'm going to end it from the circle.
Can the senior push this team to a semifinal berth first time since 2015? It'd be a six-pick. Swung on, missed.
She does it. Jeff West moving on. The excitement from the crowd, the excitement from the team, the coaches. It's nice to see the team from our area move on. It's nice to see the senior leadership and the experience of being here before prevail.
The Tigers keep their nose down and grind through eight innings. They get it in extras with two runs supporting the top of the eighth. They take it to the bottom, and they win it 4-2 over Frontenac. The Jeff West Tigers are moving on to Wednesday in Class 3A State Softball. We'll take a step aside. We'll get you post-game action all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
Denison State Bank turns 125 years old in 2026. That's not a statistic to take for granted. 50 years ago, there were 615 banks in Kansas. Today, there are 189. Having a hometown bank is special, and we're as committed as ever to remaining here serving local people and businesses with your continued loyalty and trust. So stay with us. Denison State Bank, year 125, member FDIC.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community close to home.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel
at Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the 103.9 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Final time here, post-game wrap-up. Jeff West overtaking the victory over Frontenac, 4-2, an extra, getting two runs supported in the top of the eighth on a two RBI single by Harriet Dean. And, of course, being able to go into that bottom and get that strikeout to win that game by Schwinn right here with head coach of Jefferson West, Matty Barger. Coach, this was an absolute great win for your team. First time moving on to the semifinals since 2015, a team that you were a part of and won that state championship with. One, real quick, what were the feelings this game and how much of a great win was this for you and your team?
You know, watching it, you might think it felt like a roller coaster, but I don't think there was any point where I doubted that we were going to go back and not hit the ball. So I was comfortable on defense with Addie Schwinn in the circle, and I was comfortable on offense with 1-9 there. So
you talked about confidence there, a lot of confidence in Schwinn. She went all 8 innings. Feels like every big situation there was, every jam runner on second or third, she was just able to get out of it. What can you kind of tell me about a pitcher like her being able to perform the way she did in this game?
Addie Schwinn, last year, she was our unsung hero. She didn't get a lot of, she didn't play every game. She didn't even hit for us last year. So for her to come in and do what she's been doing all year for us and to come in a big game, I mean, it's just who she is. She's always done what's best for the team, and she's always been locked in on her goals, and, we say never say die, and that's exactly what Addie did.
Yeah, and this is a team this year, 5 seniors, a lot here on the lineup. Of course, you had 1 in the circle, 1 behind the plate. Just kind of tell me about the seniors, what they've kind of brought to this program this year and what they'll bring throughout the state tournament.
Every single senior on our team is calm and confident, and I think that's pretty rare to have every player like that, especially in a leadership position, to be both of those things, no matter if you're winning the game by 10 or losing the game by 5. They're just always out there, and they're going to be the same player no matter what, and that's all I can ask for from them.
And what's this kind of mean to you with the community, how much excitement they put in, your team coming by? You're always with your team with the boom, boom, boom. How great is that to be that involved and have that community that involved with that excitement?
It's amazing. I think that's one of the perks of coming from a small town is everyone is bought in. You know, you mentioned the 2015 game when we were playing in Topeka. We played Rock Creek, and there were a couple, you know, one side of the bleachers was filled with Rock Creek, and everywhere else in the stadium was filled with Jeff West fans. So it's just like that this game, and I have no doubt they're going to pack the KU Stadium on Wednesday.
Well, one final thing. What's the key here to trying to go the distance and get to that state championship and hopefully get that victory?
One game at a time.
One game at a time. Yeah. All right, appreciate it, Coach. Thank you for jumping on here and joining me. I'll bring my color man back in here for the rest of this postgame. Again, Coach, good luck. And congrats for the big victory over Frontenac. So, again, Jeff West overtakes Frontenac 4-2 on the victory. We're bringing back in Scott Vaughn, color commentator here, who's been helping us out today. Bobby, also back in studio. Just, again, a great matchup. Big thanks to also head coach Matty Barger. He'll take some time away from the team after that big victory. But, Scott Vaughn, you kind of saw that for that entire game, just a big, you know, grind-out game, being able to send that game into extras and win it at the top of the eighth with that two RBI single coming in from Harriet Dean and be able to close it out in the bottom of the eighth. You know, from your perspective, how has this game played out?
Well, it's just like we talked about when the game started. The key was going to be the experience, and that showed with Jeff West having the trip here last year. Yes, Frontenac won state last year, but this is a completely different team. New coach, so young. I look for them to be back again next year. At least make a lot of noise getting this way, but Jeff West is due. They're primed. That experience, Addison in the circle, the way she's just commanded the whole season for this team. Taryn Taylor, multiple years behind the plate, and just that game was called perfectly, handled perfectly from behind the plate. The experience, the older players putting the ball in play when need to be, laying a bunt down, turning it into extra bases, just. The way they came out in the eighth, it just the leadership and the experience being on this stage before showed big time there.
Most impressive thing about that eighth inning, it started off with Moser in that ninth spot leading off with that single. Sutton was able to reach as well. And then Dean, who was at that point 0-for-3 today, found her first big hit. It was a two RBI single. You know, kind of going through that eighth inning, let's speak about that moment. You know, how big is that to come up with that clutch at bat?
Oh, that's huge. You know, that's, like I said during the game, the nine hole is a lot of times another leadoff. In other parts of the game, they're leadoff batter, and that showed right there in that inning. And then Harry Dean coming in and Dean getting that hit, that again just showed the experience, the leadership coming. She was due. She'd been looking for it, hunting for it all game. Put the ball in play hard several times, but she was due to get that hit right there.
Any final thoughts before we wrap this one up?
Jeff West is on a high here. If they can bring that high in and harness it, it's going to serve them well going into the eighth and having to fight that adversity in the state tournament. They get into the next game, they get into similar situations. They can all take a deep breath, look at each other, and say, we've been here on this stage just 2 days ago. We can do this.
Well, a final from Baldwin City, Kansas at Baker University. A quarterfinal action 3A softball matchup. It's Jefferson West that takes the victory over Frontenac 4-2 with two runs put up in the top of the eighth. Let's run through the stats right quick. Looking at Frontenac with two runs, three hits, one error, and eight left on base. Jeff West went 3-of-8 with runners in scoring position, four runs, eight hits, three errors, and eight left on base as well. Jeff West will move on and play Wednesday in the semifinal at KU. It's their first semifinal berth since their state championship victory back in 2015, which Matty Barger, head coach this year, was a part of that unit. So a final here, again, 4-2, Jeff West over Frontenac. And thank you for always listening to our broadcast today. From Scott Vaughn, Crim Prophet, Bobby back in studio. Thank you for listening, and have a happy Memorial Day.
Most internet is just internet, but ours is Giant. Giant pandas are known for their big appetite. Your internet has one too. Streaming, gaming, working, scrolling, get speeds up to 2 gig built for everything your household does online. And right now when you sign up, you'll get 2 months free. Want mobile too? Add nationwide mobile service and get 2 months free of that as well. Don't settle for average. Go big or go Giant. Sign up today at giantcom.net.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden. For all your meat processing needs, stop by Bowser Meat Processing at 513 Palmberg. They have a great selection of fresh deli meats and cheeses, plus delicious beef jerky. That's Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.
The place for everything local. Kansas.